This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Our man in studio, Bryant McFadden, we were just talking off air. I want to go back to this before we move on to some of the other things. And again, the DB camp that they're going to have, guys, it's pretty cool. I'm excited about it. DP Showcase, invite only. But he said hit him up on social media, Facebook, find him on Twitter, X, all the places, and send him a message and let him know that you want to be a part of this June 6th through the 8th at Milton High School. We were talking about your exclusive with Michael Penix that came out. It's been 2 weeks now?
Yeah, it's about 3 weeks.
Okay.
3 weeks.
Yeah. And I remember you hit us up and were like, check this out. Because you'll do this casually. And I click on it and I'm like, oh, snap. And Mike's like, what? And I'm like, man, B-Mac is, he's got Penix. He's talking with him. He's hanging out. And then I got a chance, obviously, after the show to watch the full video. Tremendous job. But your take about Penix. What did you get from him in that experience? And by the way, if you haven't seen it, it's out there on social media,
yeah,
guys.
Yep.
You can go check it out. Bryant McFadden, they're kicking it in Waffle House. It's just a great interview. Michael Penix, our Falcons quarterback. What did you get from him that you feel like Falcon fans should know?
He loves football. The man loves football. Does nothing but goes to the facility, practice, workout, film study, go home. Occasionally, he might go to the grocery store, as he stated to me. But outside of really being outside, no, that's not who he is. So if you're a fan of the Atlanta Falcons, you should be elated to know your quarterback is in love with the game. When you have a quarterback that's in love with the game, they're going to do everything in their power to collect as much intel as possible for them to be at their best. And they're going to do everything in their power to make sure the offense, the team is at their best. That's what the great ones do. Drew Brees dedicated a lot of time at the facility, getting better. Tom Brady, you know what I mean? The greats. And when you have that guy who just, he's in love with the game, you're going to be in a good position, especially in this day and age of how football is looked at, with so much money being thrown around, so many opportunities off the field are being thrown around. This man loves football. Now, he also stated he plays Call of Duty as well.
My man. But, all right.
You know what I mean? But outside of that's what I want.
What's his code? I got to get it for you.
We got to get on.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Are you nice?
I'm a gamer.
Are you just playing?
No, I play. I told these guys. I get involved, and then I get hooked up, and next thing you know, it's like, you've been down there 4 hours. And
oh,
I'm like,
my goodness.
Yeah, I can't.
That's a rabbit hole when you go down that hole.
So that's my issue, but that's awesome. So that's his escape.
That's his escape. And he's trying to get into golf.
Okay.
He talked about that with me, and, of course, we got a chance to FaceTime Matt Ryan. And he's trying to get into golf.
That was great, by the way.
But he said he's not good because he hasn't devoted enough time because he don't have time because it's of time. The football element.
You never want your quarterback to be a scratch golfer. You know what I mean? It's just,
yes.
It's not great.
Yeah.
I know
Mahomes
and Steph Curry can get it done, but that's all right. Hey, I do have one more question in regards to Michael Penix for you. Should he play in the preseason? Is there a risk-reward factor there? He's only got 3 games, right? And there's a lot riding on him being at least more than serviceable, right? At worst, a game manager, at best, you know, a guy that is making plays, making guys around him better. Only 3 games coming into the season, though. Should he have some time of active play in the preseason?
No question. No question. With this preseason being shortened to only 3 games, I think it's super important to get your starters out there. Remember, he only played in 1 preseason game a year ago, which was mind-boggling for me. Kirk Cousins didn't participate at all, which was confusing as well. But throughout time, you saw the lack of a rhythm kind of be put on display because of that. Pat Mahomes plays every preseason. Andy Reid plays his starters every preseason. I understand if someone gets injured, that's the first question you have to answer as a coach. But it's about being prepared. You know what I mean? You don't want to get in a situation where you have a long road trip and you just put that car on the road and you hadn't pat the gas. Right? You want to make sure that gas has been padded so it's ready to go. And I think the preseason is the time to do so.
Yeah, I agree. And especially where we've been the last few years, you know, the Ritter thing played out the same way.
Oh, my.
They didn't play Ritter. And that was a different coach, right?
Yes.
It was a different coaching staff. Arthur Smith admitted to us going into the next season that he blew that. Like, he needed to play him, and he knew it, and he was going to do a better job of getting guys prepared the following season.
Not sure playing in the preseason would have helped Ritter much.
Well,
we don't know. But to your point, yeah. Abe, asking about this, I feel the same way. Like, just based on the last few years, we got to see
do
more.
Do it differently.
Yeah.
We
got to see more of it.
I agree.
Let's talk about what else is happening with the league. And you know, the Falcons get a game internationally. Are you for all these international games? I get it. I've always said it's our thing. Like, fans are going to come out in Germany, and, you know, there's a contingent over there for the Falcons. And you go to England, and they come out, and you go to Spain. But it's an American thing, right? Nobody else in the world is playing NFL football. But the NFL continues to expand. And I saw Roger Goodell at the league meetings this week talk about, you know, in 5 to 7 years, we're going to have like 16 games.
It's going to be double digit.
Yeah. Yes. Over internationally.
Yeah.
You for it?
I am for it in terms of the money that is generating, the revenue. I'm for it in terms of trying to globalize the sport in a way we've never anticipated. But I'm against it in terms of the players. The wear and tear. Think about it like this. I remember 2008, Pittsburgh, we're playing Cincinnati in Cincinnati, which is maybe an hour commute on the plane.
Sure.
I broke my arm in that game, right? Of course, they put a hard shell on it. I had to get on the plane and fly. When I tell you the pain that I had to endure for that hour flight was unbelievable.
Because of the pressure.
The pressure and just how uncomfortable I was. But the air pressure made the pain worse. So imagine when you're in Brazil or wherever it is and you have an injury and you got to fly back with that injury and it's an extended flight. It's a 6, 7, 8 hour flight
right
on an airplane. That's tough. But these are the things that the powers that be, they're not really thinking about. They're just thinking about globalizing, how much money we're going to make. It's going to take the game to a whole nother level. But for us as players, there's a lot, man. And think about this, Minnesota. They have 2 straight games out of the country, I think in Ireland, and then I think they go to Germany or someplace like that. Think about what they have to go through. Now, we got to change our entire regiment for 2 weeks, and we're staying in a hotel.
Right.
You know what I mean? Guys, we're creatures of habits. When we play home, when we play here in the States, got the massage therapist on Thursday, you got the IV specialist on Friday. You know, you go through your regiment, home or away. But when you're playing overseas, things got to change a little bit. You can try to have those same accommodations, but they're a bit pricey. So that's why I'm against it, because I'm looking at it from 2 sides, the money side, the business side, and then the player side. For players, I'm definitely against it. And if you were to ask players this question, most would say, nah, I don't want to play out of the country.
I think we've seen a lot of sports build off of Olympics, right? I think the MLS came right after the World Cup. I know it wasn't Olympics. But we've seen some leagues kind of develop after Olympics. And obviously, next Olympics, we're going to have flag football. When you combine, hopefully, a world push from flag football along with the international games, I mean, how much bigger do you think the NFL really can get over the course of time? And then, in addition to that, how many more continents are we looking at? Because you've only got Brazil and Mexico, but there's a lot more in South America. We haven't openly really discussed Australia and the African continent. Asia has hosted some preseason games before, stuff like that. It's a lot of Europe, but I feel like there's more to just Europe for where the NFL's headed.
just me, just thinking outside the box, I believe Roger Goodell's game plan internationally is to be right there next to soccer, in my opinion, with how fast we've seen the growth with the slate of international games. And to your next question, Abe, about the continents, yeah, we got outside of America two, right? I could easily see another two, three. Because if we having double-digit games potentially in the next 5 to 6 years, think about how many other continents that you can touch that you're not touching right now, because you would have to do so.
You'd have to.
You would have to. We have, seven this year, right? And we tapped into Brazil a year ago. We're going to go right back to Brazil. We also, we're in Europe at the Real Madrid Stadium, which has never been done before. That's a new venue. So they're already kind of starting to migrate, but I think that's the game plan. But I think another two or three continents could definitely be in play in the next 4 or 5 years. And if that was to happen, it's almost like you're trying to get in that same neighborhood. You're not quite there with football, with soccer.
Right.
But you're not far off. But I can tell you this much, in the next 4 or 5 years, I think the NFL will pass the NBA in terms of the global recognition. I think so. Because you look at the game plan. We just watched the draft. Day two of the draft, which was Friday, they were announcing teams from different countries.
They were.
They had people in different areas in different countries announcing. And look at the people that were there just for that 2 minute of on air time. So the game plan is in place. It's just a matter of time before
the fandom is there. Here's the thing, though, as we talk to Brian McFadden, and then I want to talk about the case, the DB showcase again before you get out of here. The NBA has been able to globalize the game, and now we have international stars. We were just talking about this. SGA wins the MVP. The last six MVPs.
International players.
International players.
Yeah.
The last six MVPs of the National Football League.
That ain't happening.
That's not happening.
Yeah, that ain't.
And until we get there, B, that's when we've seen the impact of the international games. Because here's what I'm telling you. Where is that star coming from Spain? Where is that star from England or Ireland that comes?
We've seen the rugby guys try,
but come to the NFL.
Special teamers at best, and then you know.
But are star players in the NFL at the elite positions?
It's all American
kickers American and punters. Born.
Yeah, and now, there are a few players from different countries. Now, if you watch the NFL games now, you watch the back of helmets, you see different countries, the flags.
Sure.
So there are a lot of players from different countries that you're not aware of. But in terms of seeing that star, we're a long ways from that because
the development.
The development and just the want to. I think the fans in different countries, they just want to be a part of a game where it's different than what they usually watch in basketball and soccer.
Yeah, yeah.
Think about when you go watch the Falcons play and you actually got good seats. You've seen big men move fast. You don't really – the TV doesn't do it justice about how fast the game is moving and the collisions that we see. Those fans are fired up about that. Oh, man, they can care less who's playing. They want to go see men run into people, and it's different than the rugby game. It's not, of course, anything you're doing with collision with no pads, that's physical. But the way we attack each other is like gladiators. And you're having guys who's 6'5", 6'6", 290, moving like little people, and they have no regard for their bodies. That's why fans are selling out. Think about when you watch these international games. It's not a seat available.
Yeah, it's incredible. I'm curious to see where he goes, but I've always said to me, once we get to that point where it's like the star quarterback for the Denver Broncos is from pick your country.
That ain't. It could happen, but
right. And we've got multiple guys like that in the league. That's when this game is crossed over internationally and it's taken to a different place.
Let me ask you guys a question. I know you talked about real quick something that I think has not really been discussed. Why is it that the NBA has been dominated in terms of? And from international players, when you look at seven straight years, the MVP has been
the growth of the game and the development of the game overseas. See, I don't think people realize this, and I've talked to a lot of guys who play overseas. I have friends that they spent their entire careers overseas. They made a lot of money over there. People don't think they make money. And then the leagues are competitive as hell. On top of that, take Luka. Luka was playing professional basketball at 14 years old. He's playing with full-grown men. He gets to the NBA at 18. He's ready. Like, you've played 4 years of professional basketball overseas, which prepared him to get to the league. And I think a lot of people take these overseas leagues, Israel, Spain. Mm-hmm. I mean, pick your league, guys. Italy. There's some serious hoops going on over there. And I think from that standpoint, as these guys come up, they are more prepared now than they were. Like, you remember European guys used to come over to the league?
It's soft.
And they were, yes, we would criticize
them. Yeah, we did.
Right?
They're too soft. Yep.
Tony Kukoc came over. We said, he's the Michael Jordan of Europe. And we were like, ah, whatever. Yeah.
And you remember what Jordan them did when he got to Chicago. They kept hearing about he's the next great when they went at him.
So that's what I think the difference is that development part of it. All right, real quick before we get out of here, B, DB Showcase, once again.
Yes, sir.
June 6th through the 8th at Milton High School. A variety of professionals will be there. 3 days, guys, is what they're trying to do, Friday, Saturday. And you mentioned this again. I think this is the most important and cool part about this for parents and for kids.
Yes.
Up and coming, rising 9th, 10th. 11th graders, guys, yes, playing DB, whatever position it is, and the idea of understanding what's going on in today's atmosphere.
No question. Like I said, if we're able to get enough participants that Friday, we want to do like a symposium-like session and just inform, educate parents and questions to ask these coaches when they're talking to you on the phone or via in person, you know, what to ask in terms of the recruiting process, in terms of NIL opportunities, you know, ways to set up your money, you know, things that you can create to help your son be at his best. Because when he gets these NIL opportunities, listeners, he's a business. He's a business now. And if you're able to get these NIL opportunities in high school, create that mindset now. Create an LLC. Find ways to, you know, to create more of a business portfolio for this young prospect as he gets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
He's older. He understands how to set up his bank accounts, you know, different financial portfolios to be involved, tax opportunities, things like that. And then on Saturday, it's all about getting better. Put your cleats on. The coaches, we're going to be out there, you know, just sharing so much the knowledge that we've been able to be privy to throughout our career to help these kids become better defensive backs. Because defensive backs are very, very important. You know that.
Oh, big.
You can't have enough good corners.
We just drafted two.
Yes.
I mean,
two safeties. You
got
to have guys that got good feet, good hips, ball skills, and they're willing to run into a fan at any given time.
Yeah, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.